Hey everybody, I'm at ETH Denver, Eureka John with Crypto Sapiens, and I brought in the booth members of the Avogachi team. And would you guys just say what your names are?
Yeah, my name's Ifty. I go by Hefe in Discord, and I'm community lead for Avogachi DAO.
I'm Jason DeSimone, aka Lost Local, and I'm the business development lead for North America and Europe for Pixelcraft Studios, the studio behind Avogachi.
Okay, so Avogachi is a blockchain game, right? And it's based in the Ethereum ecosystem, right?
So it's so much more than
that. What is Avogachi?
Yeah.
And we'll get to what problem does it solve or what trend does it follow?
Sure.
And then we'll go into who it's marketing towards and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, Hefe, if you want, maybe you
From the DAO side?
Yeah, what is Avogachi as a whole?
Yeah, Avogachi as a whole is a open source blockchain gaming protocol. That's a mouthful of words, but basically what that means is we have Avogachis and wearables and items that are on chain that anybody can take and put them into their game or experience, build their own game. And it's sort of a sandbox environment for whatever you envision. We have, I think, over 7 titles right now that are being developed with Avogachi assets and many more that you know about with Avogachi IP being in other metaverses and things like that.
Okay, so one thing that makes Avogachi stand out for me here is there's a lot of tools and a lot of things that solve some specific problem, but Avogachi to me seems more like a cultural type of phenomenon, you know, and not cultish, but like everybody within Avogachi knows a lot about Avogachi.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that stems from like founder vision originally, which was they really wanted to create a truly decentralized gaming protocol. And I think that's really coming to life now with the launch of Gachi Chain and the Gachi gaming console. We're rolling out like a truly community run and community benefited gaming ecosystem, which is, I think, part of the original reason that Ethereum was created by Vitalik was, you know, he had a gaming asset that was devalued by the devs and he felt slighted by that.
Yeah.
And he felt like we need a way to create some type of sovereignty and true ownership in the digital realm. And in my opinion, part of how I happened upon Avogachi was they really did create a long-term vision that embodies that, you know, initial problem and creates like a truly decentralized, in every sense of the word, gaming platform. So I do think we solve a relatively big problem there. To speak to like the cultish part of it, I think for early crypto adopters and people that came across the project, it was hard for them not to get so excited about this, because if you really understand the ethos and if you really understand the motive behind why people are building in this space, then you understand like what the Avogachi founders are trying to do, and that was really, really exciting.
Yeah.
As we know, things in Web3 take time.
Yeah.
So we've been very lucky that like our community has like maintained that energy throughout 2 bear markets.
Yeah, it's been crazy, man. Like the energy from the community, we've been building the whole time, not only with Pixelcraft Studios collaborating with the DAO, but also the DAO now creating its own games and experiences and funding like fully built experiences put forth by community members.
Yeah. Yeah, do you think that things built by community members versus a top-down corporate model move slower, or is it, how have you guys been dealing with that?
Honestly, like I think from experience, it's very much been project to project. You know, I think like anything else, like you've got certain game developers and designers are going to work more quickly than others. And also like the nature of the games, when we're working with a title that's like a 3D title, then there's like, you've got way more physics involved than maybe like a traditional 2D game. So I think that approach though, I think it is kind of, it is like a, from, it's a bi-directional approach, because like we're able at Pixelcraft to lead by example for the DAO.
Okay.
And then we're also able to allow the DAO to like show us what they're interested in being built. And that okay. helps direct kind of our trajectory uh-huh. and what our goals are.
Yeah.
So I do think that that also speaks to like the greater yeah. benefit of being a community driven project, which is like sure. that constant feedback loop and the communication that works back and forth between foundership and community members.
Okay, so Pixelcraft and then you have the DAO community. How is all that related?
I mean,
yeah, that's an interesting relationship. Like okay. from the DAO perspective, like you said it perfectly, we started as a combined entity with Pixelcraft,
okay.
being, you know, summoning the DAO and starting to grow the DAO. Now we've almost like, you know, our two separate entities collaborating together on experiences.
Right, but what's really interesting about the way that we've done it
yeah.
is as we've evolved,
yeah.
we've actually given more
That's
and
true.
More power and more
yeah.
and more of the treasury
yeah.
over
yeah.
to the DAO.
100%.
Okay. So it actually, I tear up a little bit because it is like in this space and in this entire, what we're watching across the board, and there's some other folks that have the potential to be thought leaders, especially
yeah.
when it comes to like gaming and yeah. and active DAO.
Okay.
We're seeing those DAOs slowly move the chips into their realm so that mm-hmm. the corporate entity has more power and more decision-making ability.
Yeah.
Whereas with Avogadro, we've really done everything we can to empower the DAO to the point where our founders create proposals that the DAO needs
yeah.
to vote on and
okay.
then release funds to us
yeah.
to
yeah.
build on Avogadro.
Okay.
So Pixelcraft Studios goes and creates proposals and asks the DAO to
yeah.
release funds to us
huh.
to create and build on top of this protocol that we yeah. essentially created.
Yeah.
Okay.
yeah, it's pretty interesting the way that you shift the responsibility shift and the way it's now on the DAO to
yeah.
actually even deliver and make sure that the proposals we are funding are actually getting
yeah.
executed, especially from the community level.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's a true experiment in
yeah,
like
yeah.
in decentralization, and you're not seeing other projects do it because it doesn't make sense from a
yeah.
traditional like business standpoint. But the reality is like our founders have really put like, you know, their project where their mouth is, and
yeah.
this was what they sought out to do. And you know, obviously there's been some slight adjustments to like the plan, but overall they have just consistently created this like open source community driven environment that no one can ever question like what we're doing or why we're doing it, because there's a Discord recording of the conversation leading up to
yeah.
the proposal being written. The proposal is on chain and all
yeah.
the voting happens on chain. So
yeah.
there's no shady business or questions about what's happening because it's
yeah.
literally all being built in public.
So it comes from two sides, the community saying what they would like and Pixelcraft also saying what they would like and everybody.
Yeah.
So Pixelcraft, it almost seems kind of like a political system. And I know politics has a bad connotation nowadays, but like
it's governance, though, right?
It was representing the community.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. This is governance
yeah.
in action. So
okay.
it's like, you
yeah.
know, it is political, and
yeah.
this is why we're going to see, like, you know, who knows? It's very lofty thinking,
yeah.
but like, what we're doing at this video game DAO could very well be use case or
yeah.
the idea for a political model or governance in of other corporate structures
mm-hmm.
down the road. And that's what's like really the most exciting about all of this and why the true decentralization maxis
uh-huh.
get so pumped about projects like Avogadro is like, I think they understand that what we're doing here is you know, obviously we've got this gaming vision, but it's use case for bigger picture governance and a way to utilize the blockchain to take some of the issues out of being human.
Yeah, yeah. Established structures always start with in some of the weirdest places.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so let's go a little bit towards like gaming ownership in the game. What does that look like versus like a traditional game? Like,
yeah,
yeah, that
is,
one's
yeah.
that one is interesting because that speaks to the core of what we can develop with Avogadro DAO. Like everything, like you said, is available open source and on chain.
Okay.
And you know, in addition to that, now we also have 3D Avogadros as well.
Okay.
That are going to be available for like AR experiences, VR experiences, Unity development,
uh-huh.
that sort of thing.
So you own your character and it's in your wallet and you can buy, you can customize it with certain attributes.
And wearables,
things like that.
Yeah, so all of the assets in game, characters, wearables, land, craftables, everything is an NFT.
Yeah.
The way, and obviously, like, as we're in a world where we're moving towards like regulation and how all of like the financial back end will fit into these like bigger gaming ecosystems. Yeah. But I think I can safely say that the vision is, in order to play any Avogadro title across the board, you'll need an Avogadro.
Sure.
We by no means want this to be a prohibitive thing where like if you don't own an Avogadro, you're not going to be able to play. So when you enter the game, you are going to enter with an Avogadro, okay, which is owned by a community member somewhere.
Okay.
And there will be built into the transactions and into the entire greater gaming ecosystem, there will be some type of financial benefit for the owner of that gacha.
Okay, so you rent a gacha to start
with. You can rent it, absolutely.
We don't want to, since we are going to have a handful of titles, we've got, I think, like over 10 titles going live within the first like month of gacha chain going live, which is right around the corner. You'll be able to use like the license potentially of Agachi in multiple games at the same time, but you'll never be able to have that exact same Gachi in the same game at the same time. So it is creating a uniqueness to you know, each individual Avogadro and making sure that that same gacha, if it's like stack traits or whatever it is, that same gacha will never interact with itself in a game, but we won't prohibit that same gacha being used at the same time in another game. Okay. So the opportunity for, as the game scale, owners of these gachas also have the ability to scale their, you know, potential benefits or revenue or whatever it is, I don't know what words I'm legally allowed to say, by having their gacha being used across the entire gachaverse in multiple games.
Okay, so like I've played some iPhone games and I don't really game that much on the normal consoles, but you know, a lot of times you spend a lot of time building up a character, you buy gold, you get experience points and all that stuff, and when you're done with the game, that's basically money wasted.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so with this, when you're done with the game, you could basically sell everything and cash out, so it's not really money wasted. And then you can actually, yeah, I'm not saying this is for financial gain, but you could, something could appreciate value and you could actually come out on top.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then even more so, one of the biggest benefits that we see with Web3 is being like a utility layer for gaming is player progression.
Yeah.
So like not only like those items that you build, but you as a player and your profile being able to have an on-chain history and then carry over from, you know, say another gaming ecosystem into Avogadro. Yeah. So like, say you've accrued a certain you know, status in a game. If we form a partnership with that game down the road, we can absolutely honor all of those accomplishments from that other game and you as a player, because all of that is on chain. So we're really focused, as part of like rolling out the Gachi gaming console, is having like a very robust like player profile and player progression ecosystem built in, so that people will also be incentivized to access their games directly through Avogadro and the Gachi gaming console.
Okay.
So we see that as kind of this additional layer. Not only does the blockchain and Web3 bring value to the individual assets, it creates an opportunity for you as an individual player to build up this like value and kind of player profile over time.
Sure. I know that traditional gamers have been a little reluctant to adopt blockchain model. And I think I saw it with Reddit or Discord going, and then all the gamers, and it was Discord, were rejecting the idea. So what do you think is the stumbling block there?
I feel like we're seeing a shift, actually, speaking to that happening right now with this group that historically or previously was like opposed to NFTs being part of the experience.
Uh-huh.
Now maybe being more open to the idea, given if it's in the right use cases of, you know, what an NFT could do in a game, like proving player ownership or accruing some sort of value to the NFT that the player can then transfer to a different game, or, you know, like you say, can actually get value on a marketplace.
Yeah.
So we're seeing that shift in mindset, and I'm thinking maybe this year, maybe a couple of years from now, we're going to start to see this transition from blockchain gaming to just gaming, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's been my, talking point is I personally... I don't believe that I think Web3 gaming is going to be a flash in the pan kind of way to title this stuff, because sure. Web3 and blockchain is a utility layer that's applied to gaming,
yeah. uh-huh.
just the same way that it's a utility layer being applied to a bunch of other industries yeah. that we're seeing. So in my opinion, gaming as a whole is just going to have the player experience enhanced through this introduction of this additional utility layer, yeah, which is Web3 and blockchain.
Okay, so this is just the next evolution
of gaming.
Yeah,
100%.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, like we were saying, when the internet first came out, it was just a PDF of the Wall Street Journal,
Yeah.
So it's taking an old model and then adapting, and then it evolves from there. So this is the next step for this, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to speak to the Reddit point, like I think you can even find, it was pretty interesting because there was like people that were super pumped over what was happening. Like they liked it in actual, not just in theory, but like in execution. Yeah. And then once someone said like, you realize this is an NFT, right? And then it was like, what the hell? And I think there was like, there was like a round table, like it's a really famous YouTube, and they're like reading it and they're like, oh, it's pretty cool. And they're like, is this an NFT? Like kind of like see them put the pieces uh-huh. together. But like when you actually look at what it brings to the table and the value that it adds, like we see it across the board, right? Like since the last bull run, at these conventions, like we've seen very interesting booths. People have been trying to decentralize everything.
Yeah.
Like I saw like early bull, I saw someone decentralizing like IVF and like, crypto babies. Maybe you're still out there.
Crypto
Maybe you guys
babies.
Are killing it.
I need you in the booth.
It's my favorite t-shirt. I still have crypto babies.
Yeah.
So we were like, we got to decentralize everything. This is going to change the world. And absolutely, blockchain tech is going to be really helpful in a lot of industries.
Yeah.
But when it comes to gaming, uh-huh. this is the thing.
Yeah.
Like there is not a better use case for this technology. And it's just the timing as well. Like gaming is so big right now that, and also creator content is so big right now. So all of these things are really just like the perfect intersection for this new technology. And gaming, in my opinion, is just going to be like the way that the masses start to really see the value.
Okay, so it seems to me like you think that decentralized gaming is the next step. Some people say DeFi, some people say DeSo, some people say decentralized ID.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like a combination of all these things kind of melding into one.
I think so.
Something I'm interested in seeing, especially with our DAO, is DAO to DAO collaborations. We're seeing so many interesting DAOs here having either real world impact or building things on chain. And Avogadro DAO is completely open to like collaborations and partnerships. So it'd be interesting to see what sort of partnerships we can form with other DAOs and collaborating on experiences or games.
Absolutely.
And we've seen it happen to some extent, but I do think like if you just look at history, colonization, the way that trade works, like the accepting of each other's currency is like how those relationships begin. And I think like we already see that on a very small level, but as these gaming ecosystems start to really move and we start to see people say like, hey, bring your ghost over here and use your ghost token in our game. And likewise, like, hey, bring banana over here.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's going to be where we see these like real kind of like, gamer nations
develop.
Network states. So let's get back to actually the Avogadro console. You're saying it's going 3D. I think you mentioned yesterday that it was kind of a metaverse is being applied in there, right? Is it taking that metaverse model? And I guess I've only dabbled around like Decentraland and crypto voxels and stuff like that. Is this kind of along the same vein or?
So we started with the 2D metaverse that was a lot of it was on chain. It still exists.
Yeah.
But now we see with the evolution of gaming where we're seeing big titles, where we're seeing studios put their focus is 3D assets, Unity builds. There's a large pool of Unity developers. So it seemed like the right move. Pixelcraft, you guys led that pivot. a while ago, and now we're going to be integrating 3D development as part of like the workflow and the development pipeline. Yeah. So we're going to see some really interesting things.
Yeah, I think Gachiverse is very much a work in progress.
Yeah.
But we are, I think like the end goal there is to create like a virtual space for everything Avogadro to exist, including the Gachi gaming console. Uh-huh. You know, I think Metaverse, we saw like the last bull run, like Metaverse, things got crazy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was trying to talk my investing partner to spend 5 racks on Decentraland, land, you know? Thank God we didn't do that. I think we're constantly evolving Gachiverse in the background, and we'll be like rolling out iterations of that.
Uh-huh.
But it's very much a work in progress. And I think like everything else that we do, we're trying to just make sure that what the product we have is as good, if not better, than everything else that's out there. And when the time for that to actually go live is right, we'll present that to the world.
Okay. And I've noticed a lot of projects too are trying to steer towards being available on lots of different chains. Mm-hmm. Is this something that Avogadro is striving for as well? Or is this a...
Not really. Okay. I mean, Gachi Chain is... That's going to be our eventual home, right? For all of our games. I don't want to speak for anyone else, but I don't personally think like the chain conversation, the wallet conversation, you know, the onboarding, offboarding conversation, those are all problems I feel like get solved on a much bigger scale than what we're building. Uh-huh. And of course, we have to be cognizant of what those solutions are and what people are leaning towards.
Uh-huh.
However, like spending a lot of time creating that solution inside of our ecosystem specifically or worrying about it seems like it isn't the best like use of energy.
Yeah.
So it's my opinion that like, a lot of the cross-chain issues are going to be solved with like the game launchers, you know, which we already see.
Yeah.
Our games are already listed with Hyperplay, Carve, Onekin, and a few other, you know, multi-chain launchers. So they're going to do their job of bringing players in through their portal, and their players are never going to acknowledge a chain most likely
because
they're going to be interacting with like their native currency, and then those launchers are going to do all of the backend work to make it as seamless as possible. For the more crypto native folks, you also eliminate that issue because they are crypto native, right?
Yeah.
So like they're not going to have too much of an issue working with different projects on different chains. And I think with really great cross-chain wallet solutions that we see coming out, Magic Eden's done a really good job, I think, with their latest wallet. That will solve the problem for those people that are looking to directly access a game through like a wallet connect, which realistically that's going to potentially not be the biggest part of this market moving forward. You know, it is right now, but
well, like the whole chain conversation is probably going to be moved pretty soon. You know,
I think so.
Like, like you're saying, like let the infrastructure people deal with the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Right. You guys focus on the game.
That's my thought.
That's a good thought.
I think the future is cross chain, but like you said, the idea of having a virtual gaming console is like the perfect fit for what Avogadro is doing, building a pipeline of games, and there'll be a time where we have dozens and dozens of different experiences and games that will live on this decentralized still console for all things Avogadro.
Okay.
Yeah, and it'll be like a unified IP environment, which I think is also very important. And we've already empowered game developers to use the Avogadro IP in whatever way or iteration that they feel works. And you know, Gachi Chain is a closed chain, so there is going to be approval from the DAO and Pixelcraft on the types of content that that makes it there. But we do want to create like, you know, an environment that feels very uniformly Avogadro. So when you come in to the gaming console, you're going to be able to play everything from like a hyper casual puzzle game to, you know, an active quest game using the same tokens, the same financial ecosystem, but being able to have all these different gaming experiences while also building up like this, gaming profile and rewards and all that good stuff inside of the gaming console.
That's amazing. And you said a lot of will. So when is all this? Are you any alpha?
Yeah. I mean, so the alpha is we have a mint coming up, which is super exciting. Yeah. It's the Glitch Pack, which is going to be a package of assets that are going to work across all of our titles. So there's going to be different assets for different titles that launch with Gachi Chain. That mint is going to happen mid-March, and we can expect to see Gachi Chain about 30 to 60 days following that.
Oh, I better hurry up and edit this.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Definitely want to pay attention to the official Avogadro Twitter. I highly recommend you check out our Discord, and we do a community hangout and DAO call every Saturday at 2 p.m. UTC. Those are also recorded, but that's where we present what's next for Avogadro and bring up the proposals.
Rad. Okay, so that's where you can find them.
Yeah.
What are your handles? Where can they find you guys?
I'm Avogadro with an S on the end of it. Avogadro's on Twitter.
Okay.
On X now, I guess we call it X, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, on X.
Yeah, on X. My handle is my name, Jason DeSimone, or Lost Local. You can find the CyberCon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then I'm also doing coverage on DAOs as well. So I got a YouTube channel, DAO Vision. I just started it not long ago. Doing deep dives on DAOs and maybe some alpha on Avogadro too there.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing how the DAO system is collaborating with the gaming ecosystem. This is all super cool to me. So,
yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us. Yeah,
appreciate it, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Gachi Gang.
Gachi Gang.